Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Mailbag Show, heard every week here on Radio Havana, Cuba, where we take a look at all these letters people send us from all over the world, email messages, postcards, other things, weird things sometimes that people put in envelopes and send to us. And we'd like for you to do the same, not the weird stuff. We'd just like to have your letters, comments, criticisms even, suggestions, reception reports. Let us know how you pick us up. All of that to Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Now, our email address is real simple. It's radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. And like I said, anything you'd like to send within reason, questions, we'll try to answer them for you on the radio here on Radio Havana. And we do this twice a week. We do it in the middle of the week. This is the midweek edition now. And then on the weekends, too, on Sundays, when Irma from the Correspondence Department comes all the way over here from across the street and around the corner with all these letters. And let's get things started real quick here, because the time is running out. We're running out of time. Here's something from Frank Owens. He's a new listener in the United States. He says he does not agree with the Trump administration's policies against Cuba, and he's calling for the reinstitution of travel. Well, it's never really been quite free to come here. It's been very difficult over all of these years. But now we do have more restrictions the Trump administration has put on, lifting some of the ways that people could come here under the people-to-people program that prevent U.S. citizens from traveling and coming here to the island. Frank, there in the U.S., says, "I'd like to travel myself to interact with the Cuban people, dance to the tune of your nice music, and even smoke one of those cigars that have made Cuba famous around the world. It would be wonderful, too, to see those readers at the cigar factory, which are also part of Cuban traditions." Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Frank, that's right. You know, and it's interesting, and he asks, too, about the readers here a little bit further on in his letter here. Says he'd like to know a little bit more about them. It's a tradition that's done at the cigar factories. People are rolling the cigars, hand-rolled cigars, and there's one of the people who reads from the newspaper, reads a book, educational-type stuff, to entertain the people who are working. It goes way back to the 1800s. Dates back here, I see, to 1865. The first experience took place in front of some 300 workers at El Figaro factory here in Havana. And shortly after that, a newspaper article said that this was happening, that one person is reading selected literary works aloud while the rest of the workers are hand-rolling those famous cigars. Now, this was back in, as I said, in 1865, and it just kind of caught on. Another factory owned by Partagas had a reader, and it just caught on, and everybody started doing it. And it's still going on today, in fact. One of the workers, they take turns, I think. It's not a permanent position, but the other workers then also take part in the discussion. Rolling a cigar isn't something you have to have a whole lot of imagination, I guess, about. It's a practice that's done pretty much routine, and they enjoy this, having their workers read from the newspaper or a book and entertain the other workers who are doing all the work with their hands, hand-rolling those cigars. So very interesting practice, still done here in Cuba, and Frank says he'd like to see that happen. It is interesting. And, of course, all of the other things that you could see here in Cuba, if your government there, the government where you are, at least under the Trump administration, would lift some of these restrictions, allow people to come here, people to see what's going on, not only the cigar rollers, but go to schools, hospitals, visit in people's homes, and see for themselves firsthand what Cuba's like. And that's probably why they don't want people to come here. In the United States, they would rather have people believing all of the fake news about Cuba, and they can do that by making it very difficult or prohibiting completely U.S. citizens from traveling here to Cuba. So thanks, Frank. We hope that you can get down here soon sometime there in the United States. A number of people are doing that, but it is more difficult now, particularly since the Trump administration took over. All right. Thanks, Frank. Hope to see you down here sometime, and drop by and see us at Radio Havana, Cuba. And you've tuned to the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show here on Radio Havana, Cuba. It comes to you every week with letters, postcards, electronic mail, messages, emails, and all kinds of things that people send us from around the world. Well, we've heard from our good friend Jasper Saper, up there in Kansas City, in the state of Missouri, in the United States. Jasper says he's listening with Deb Bumgardner, and that they both enjoy our programming here on the radio. All right, well, thanks, Jasper. And Deborah, too, thanks so much. It's good to know you're still listening to our programs here on Radio Havana, Cuba, putting up with us, picking us up on the radio, and then putting us right back down again, all the way up there in Kansas City. Thanks, Jasper Saper, and Deb, for continuing to be here on the radio listening to us. Okay, got to something here from Sweden. Sweden, this is from Ulmar Ovik in Sweden. He says, congratulations on your revolutionary jubilee. In spite of the U.S. blockade and other problems you have been struggling with for all of these years. He says, it's my hope that another president in the United States will be more realistic with regard to relations with Cuba, that the American people will understand the wrong policy of the embargo, the blockade, which is an imperialist policy against a small nation trying to keep its independence. Kind regards from Sweden. All right, well, thanks, Ulmar. Ulmar Ovik, there in Sweden, Sweden, writing to us here. Thank you for staying in touch with us on Radio Havana. We've heard from Ulmar before, and he keeps listening to us. That's good. We like that. Here is a letter from Algeria. This is from Farid Bohemi, who has logged on to our broadcast on the frequency of 11,880 kilohertz. That's on the 25-meter band. He listened to us in French on the French broadcast and included all the detailed information here on the programs. We'll pass this on to the French department, and they'll get back to you, too. And, of course, we'll be sending you a QSL card to acknowledge the reception of our radio station way over there in Algeria. That's our frequency, too, that is directed to Africa. That antenna goes over there to Africa, and sometimes you can pick it up even beyond that. It keeps going, I guess, and we get letters from 11,880 kilohertz on the 25-meter band all the way from Asia, from Indonesia and India as well. Thanks, Farid, in Algeria. Here's our good friend Chris Malboeuf. He's in B.C. He hasn't moved. He's still there. British Columbia in Canada. He sent a brief message here asking for suggestions as to what Cuban musicians would recommend that he listen to. Well, I don't know. Chris, we'll have to ask some Cuban musicians. I would imagine they'd have you listen to music for the most part. I'm just kidding, Chris. No, I'm not. Chris Malboeuf in B.C., of course, we've got a lot of different kinds of music here. If you're talking about Cuban music, we've got the son, the rumba, the traditional ballads here in Cuba as well, romantic as well as traditional. And there's all kinds of things. We've got all kinds of music here. Good Cuban music. Música cubana, as we say. All right. Thanks, Chris. Chris Malboeuf in B.C. Here's another question about our stamp collecting contest, and we'll be having some more information about that here coming up on the World of Stamps. But we do have a stamp contest, a philatelic contest that runs through the year. So be listening for the World of Stamps with Lena Valverde. She'll share all of that information with you. The deadline's December 31st, so you've got time yet. Okay. I think we should probably give the addresses again so that you can write to us here on the radio, on Radio Havana, Cuba. It's P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. Let us know how you pick us up, reception in your area we'd like to know, and any suggestions you might have to make our programming more listener-friendly. We're into that, too. All of that here on the radio. We'll do that again next week, a week from today, and also on the weekends, the weekend edition on Sundays with Irma from the Correspondence Department, the second Mailbag Plus radio program, all of that right here on Radio Havana, Cuba.